ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो नंबर 7 चैप्टर नंबर 3 टेक्स्ट नंबर 32 त्वत्तः
फ्रॉम यू
परम
हायर
नॉट
अपरम
लोअर अपि
इवन
अनेजात
नॉट मूविंग
एजात
मूविंग
च
एंड
किंचित
एनीथिंग
व्यतिरेकम
सेपरेट
अस्ति
देयर इज
विद्या
नॉलेज
कला
इट्स
पार्ट्स
ते
ऑफ यू
तनव
फीचर्स ऑफ द बॉडी
च
एंड
सर्वा
ऑल
हिरण्य
गर्भ
द वन
हु कीप्स द
यूनिवर्स
विद इन हिज
एब्डोमेन
असि
यू आर
बृहत
ग्रेटर
देन ए ग्रेटेस्ट
त्रिपृष्ठा
ट्रांसेंडेंटल
टू थ्री मोड्स
ऑफ मटेरियल
नेचर
अतः परम न परमाप्यनेज
जस्य किंचित्
व्यतिरेकतम
अस्ति
या कलास्ते
तनवश्च
भर्वान्
हिरण्यगर्भोऽसि
बृहत्
त्रिपृष्ठ
ट्रांसलेशन
एंड पर्पोर्ट
बाय हिज
डिवाइन ग्रेस
एसी
भक्तिवेदांत
स्वामी
श्रील
प्रभुपाद
देयर
इज नथिंग
सेपरेट
फ्रॉम यू
whether
it
be better
or lower,
stationary
or moving.
The
knowledge
derived
from the
Vedic
literatures
like
the Upanishads
and
from all the
sublimes
of the
original
Vedic
knowledge
form
your eternal
body.
Form
your eternal
body.
You are
Hiranyagarbha,
the reservoir
of the
universe,
but
nonetheless,
being
situated
as a
supreme
controller,
you are
transcendental
to the
material world,
which
consists
of three
modes of
material
nature.
The word
param
means
the supreme
cause,
and aparam
means
the
effect.
The
Supreme Cause
is the Supreme
Personality
of
Godhead,
and the
effect is
material nature.
The
living entities,
both
moving
and
non-moving,
are controlled
by the Vedic
instructions
in the art
of science,
and
therefore
they are
all
expansions
of the
external energy
of the
Supreme
Personality of
Godhead,
who is the
center
as
the super soul.
The Brahmans,
the
universes
exist
during the
duration
of a breath
of
the Supreme
Lord.
Yasyaika
nishasita
kalam
athavalambya
jivanti
loma
vilaja
jagadandanathaha.
Thus
they are
also
within the womb
of the
Supreme Personality
of Godhead,
Mahavishnu.
Nothing,
therefore,
is separate
from the
Supreme Lord.
This is the
philosophy
of Achinta
Veda
Veda.
Tat
Tvatyah
Param
Na Param
Apyaneja
Tejas
Chakaschit
Vyatirekam
Asti
Vidya
Kalaste
Tanavasti
Sarva
Hiranyagarbho
asi
bṛhat
triprushtam.
There
is nothing separate
from you,
whether
it is
better
or lower,
stationary
or moving.
The
knowledge derived
from the Vedic literature like the Upanishads and from all the sublimes of the original Vedic literature form your external body. You are Hiranyagarbha, the reservoir of the universe, but nonetheless being situated as a supreme controller, you are transcendental to the material world, which consists of three modes of material nature. I believe this is spoken by Hiranyakashipu to Lord Brahma. Hiranyakashipu, he wants to become as good as or better than Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. And for that reason, being illusion by the three modes of material nature, false ego, ahankar, he is going to a wrong person. He wants to become equal or better than Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he wants to even kill the immortal Supreme Personality of Godhead. Wrong, ill thinking. And plus he is going to the wrong place. Brahma. Demigods. Demon like people. Demons and people who have demoniac desires, they go to the demigods for fulfilling their demoniac desires. Wrong place. And here he is baffling with not an ordinary person, Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he is going to a wrong person instead of going to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Is going to demigods, such as here Lord Brahma. So demigods themselves are not immortal. They are devotees of Krishna. Vishnu Bhakta Bhavet Deva Asur Asuryasya Viparjaya. This is the definition of demigods and demons. So those who are devotees of Supreme Personality of Godhead, they are demigods. And those who are opposite to that, Viparjaya, they are demons. So he is approaching Lord Brahma with this praise. He is praising Lord Brahma so that he can get a boon, so powerful boon that he can become most powerful, more than Supreme Personality of Godhead, which is unheard of in a whole creation. Wrong decision, wrong desire, wrong vow, wrong place, going wrong place, asking for wrong boon, make me immortal. So the living entity, demons are living entity. And if they are in a misconception, they cannot become immortal. We are immortal, demons are immortal, but they have a misconception. I am the body and body will die, so I will die. Wrong conception. So he is asking boon by praising to Lord Brahma that please make me immortal. And what was the reply Lord Brahma gave? Even I am not immortal. How can I make you immortal? In other words, my body is going to die. Lord Brahma's body is going to be finished in due course of time. So Brahma says, I'm sorry, I cannot. Then he asks boon by which he cannot be killed very easily. But Lord, Supreme Personality of Godhead, most intelligent person, he can find all loopholes, all loopholes. And he found no man, no lion, no beast, no human being, not inside, not outside, not in the sky, not on the earth, and not by living any living creature, demigods, so on and so forth. Lord devise, Lord find out the solution to all He kept the boon of his devotee Lord Brahma. He kept the promise and he killed him. So this kind of attitude towards the Lord becomes a constant source of suffering, continuous, perpetual suffering. So Prabhupada says that the Lord, thus they are also within the womb of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Mahavishnu. Nothing therefore is separate from the Supreme Lord. This is the philosophy of Achinta Bhedabhed Tattva. Achinta Bhedabhed Tattva. Inconceivable. Prabhupada says in Mahabharata it is stated, Achinta Khaluye Bhava. The superior nature, the spiritual nature cannot be understood by our material senses, material telescope, material microscope. There is no scope to understand through any scope, microscope or telescope. There is no scope to understand spiritual subject matter through matter, materialized material senses, anything matter. You cannot perceive spiritual. That is achinta. That's why it is achinta. People are trying to ascertain spiritual things by the means of matter, telescope or chemicals or anything material. You cannot perceive a spiritual thing by material thing. Out of question. So that's why it is achinta. Achintya. If we cannot conceive. We can conceive only through Shastra, only through words of Krishna, only through scriptures, only through Mahajans, Mahajan Egata Sapanta, only through Guru Parampara, because this is spiritual. Krishna has spiritualized all this, and it is spiritual. And that's why we have Sabda Brahma, it is stated in Sabda Brahma. We have to hear, we can understand, realized and perceive only through one process, and that is in a chain of disciplic succession from Krishna. If we can hear tat sunu, by hearing we can perceive sabda Brahma, hearing tat sunu, sunvatam swakatham Krishna. Punya Sravana Kirtana Udayam Tustavi Abhadrani Vidunoti Sruhutsatam Sunvatam Sravanam Kirtana. Only way we can understand spiritual subject matter, anything spiritual, is through hearing in a disciplic succession. Smruti and Sruti. Smruti, Vedic literature, Shruti, hearing, Vedic literature, from Veda, Purana, Itihasa. So, same thing is said here in this sloka. The knowledge derived from the Vedic literature, like the Upanishad and from all the sublimes of the Vedic literature, form your external body. It is said for Brahma, but even the Rakshasas, even the demons, they are following the Vedic literature, but in a wrong direction, wrong way, material way. Vedic literature describes material dharma and material, so many things Vedic literature is, but they are taking only that part. They are not taking the spiritual part. The demons, that's why they are called demons. Demons are following Vedic literature. And that's why they are elevated also. But only a certain portion, material portion of Vedic literature. But if you want to know Achinta Veda Abhed Tattva, how Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, how we are spirit, soul and not matter, and how we can put an end to our suffering, how we can get out of the pangs of material nature, how we can get out of the bandhan of kal, karma, maya, all these things, spiritual subject matter, if you want to know, then also we have to go into the Vedic literature, Upanishads, Purana, Itihasas. We have to go through and derive the spiritual knowledge. This is the only way, Achinta Veda Ved Tatva. The Krishna is simultaneously, or we are simultaneously one with Krishna and different from Krishna. One, that He is Sachidanand, we are Sachidanand. He is eternal, full of knowledge and bliss, we are also. So that is how we are one with Krishna. But Krishna is Vibhu, bigger than a biggest, Bruhad. The word Bruhad is used here in this sloka. Bruhad. Bruhad is Prushta. Greater than greatest, Brihad. Brahma. Brahma means Bruhad. Brahma means greater than a greatest. So Krishna is Vibhu, greater than a greatest. And we are Anu, smaller than a smallest. Krishna is both greater and greatest, smaller than greatest. Aniya Aniyat, Mahato Mahiyat. And we are smaller than smallest. So this is difference. So this is Veda Veda. The poor Mayavadis, they cannot understand this simple thing, that God is greater than a greatest and smaller than a smallest. And there, by that mistake, they think themselves as a God. Everything is one. I am one with God. A Prabhupada says nothing is one. Your sister, your wife, your daughter, and your mother, they are all women. They are all women. But there is difference. You cannot behave with all four of them in the same way you will behave with your wife. Similarly, the Mayavadis cannot understand. They only make everything one. Advaita. Non-dual. Advaita philosophy. And our is Achinta Veda Ved Tattva. That it is simultaneously one and different. So on this point there are so many big, huge war. Only on one point. Saivites, Advaitis and Dvaitis, Vishishta Advaitis and Advaitis and Dvaitis, they will fight. So many wars. Lord Chaitanya, Siddhant, there is no question of war. Simultaneously, you are right and you are also right. But understanding should be there. Right understanding should be there. So this is Achinta Veda Ved Tattva. And there should be no war on this philosophy. Achinta Veda. Monism, oneness, and difference. Advaita, Dvaita, Dvaita Advaita. So there should not be any fight, but on the same point, even today, everybody fights over this issue. No, it's one. No, it's two. No, it's both. And fight finishes. Lord Chaitanya, Achinta, Ved, Abed. Simultaneously, one, simultaneously. So the whole Buddhism, Sunyavad, then Advaitis, Sankarvad, it's monist, it's one. And then Vishishta Advaita, Vad, Ramanuj, and then Madhva, Dvaita, and then Dvaita Advaita, Vishnu, Swami, and then came Lord Chaitanya. Achinta Veda Ved. Here the word Achinta. Achinta Dvaita Advaita. Achinta Veda Ved. Dvaita Advaita. And Achinta. So this is a philosophy. And this is correct philosophy. This is topmost philosophy. And very scientific philosophy. Very scientific. Nobody can question this philosophy of Lord Chaitanya. Achinta Veda Ved Tattva. So, I'll stop here. Any question, comment, shanka, samadhan?
Lord Brahma is a devotee of the Lord.
Pardon me, Lord Brahma?
Is a devotee of the Lord.
Is a devotee of the Lord.
So how come the devotee give benedictions to the demons so he can be suffer in the material world again and again?
Actually, we have to go way, way further. And why did he give boon? So, further is like Lord wanted to have a sporting pastime, original idea. Then he has to find somebody equal. So then he induced four Kumaras to come to Vaikuntha and offend them, Jai Vijay Vapanda. And then, like story in the back, it is Lord's desire ultimately. It is ultimately Lord's desire, Lord's arrangement. And then Lord Brahma, he gave a boon so that he can become powerful. So that Lord can relieve his itch of fighting. Lord wanted to have a sporting fight, equal fight. So we have to, and devotees helps Lord to execute his transcendental pastimes. They become instrument. Devotee becomes instrument to facilitate Lord's transcendental pastimes, to fulfill his transcendental desires. So this is all arrangement. Not that somebody falls from the Vaikuntha. Jai and Vijay falls, Radharani falls, Krishna falls, Lord Vishnu falls. This is not. It's Lord's transcendental arrangement. And that's why they come into material world and go from material world. It is Lord's desire. A king can enter into the jail with his own will and come out of the jail with his own will. So this is all Lord's transcendental arrangement and desires, and that's how we have to see.